So last time I was at a Super Bowl party, I'm not so cool. And really, the last time I watched a Super Bowl, I was in 11th grade. It's the year 2000, and the Giants lost to the Ravens. So that was the last time I was at a Super Bowl party. And so my recollection of how Super Bowl parties work, you'll tell me if it's different these days, was that it was in some guy's basement in the middle, you know, Lawrence. It was in some guy's house in this big basement in Lawrence, and there was food on the table, and then there's a TV on the side, and everyone, you know, would mill around. You'd eat a little bit, you'd play games, whatever the games are set up in the basement, then you'd watch the game a little bit if you wanted. Depends what the ikkar was. If you're there for the food, you'd eat more food. If you're there for the game, you'd watch the game. But it wasn't like there was a table set up and everyone sat down and ate together. So I think that's my understanding of how Super Bowl parties work. It's not like you're koveya seuda and sit down together at one long table.
Now it's different. It's in a restaurant.
Maybe it's in a restaurant, but even in a restaurant, everyone's milling around, you know, the food. It's buffet. So the question is, do you make a zimin in such a situation? We're leaving all aside issues if the TV's on and there's unsnias. We're leaving everything aside. Assuming TV's off and now you're benching quietly after the game is over, do you make a zimun or not? So the Mishnah Berurah...
Yeah? The same questions by a wedding...
Your wedding, we're going to get to weddings also. So it's the Mishnah Berurah says exactly... It says kvias. What is Mishnah Berurah tells us? What is considered a kvias to make a zimun? So the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Tzadik Gimel Beis, it says Mishnah Berurah Osir Ches says very clearly kvias nikra. What is considered a combination of kvias? Kishe yoshvin va'ochvin al shulchan echad. When you're eating on one table, obemapa achas, I feel kol echad ocha mikikaro. Even if we're all eating our own food, if we're at one table together, that is considered a combination. It's starfus, a zimun together, and that's when you're mechayev to make a zimun, but it's at one table. Sounds like, according to this, if everyone's milling around and everyone's at their own table eating their own, even if it's from the same food, there would be no zimun. And that's the halacha in Kuf Tzadik Gimel. The problem is, if you turn the Mishnah Berurah two pages to Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadik Hei, he seems to completely contradict himself. Shulchan Aruch over here says, if you have two groups that are in one house, as long as, in the different tables, as long as a little bit, few people from this table can see some people at that table, they can combine for a zimun. There it sounds like you don't need to have one table, because there you have one group on one table on that end. You have another group of people on a table at the other end, and they could see each other. They combine for a zimun. So what's going on over here? So the Bar Halacha says, well, there's two ways to understand this Shulchan Aruch, and it's very important. One way says is that it depends. That it doesn't make a difference at all, actually. That even if there's only one person far away at that table, and two people at this table far away, they can combine. You know why it's different over here? Because over here they sat down with the intent to make a zimun. In other words, before they sat down, one guy was reading the newspaper at this table, and two people were talking at another table. They said to each other, we are going to make a zimun. We're having das to combine ourselves. So even though there are two different tables, then it's okay to make a zimun. But you see from this Rajba, which is the first pshat, that even though there's only one person at that table and two people at a different table, they can combine. Comes along the Rashbash, the second opinion in the Bir Halacha, and says, no. The only reason why you could have two tables that could see each other that combine, here's the key point, is because there's a zimun on each table by itself. In other words, you got 25 people at that table, you got 35 people at that table, of course you could combine to make one zimun, because each table itself has their whole huge zimun by themselves. According to that second pshat, though, keep in mind, if you've got one person over here, one person at that table, one person at that table, no zimun. Super Bowl party, I think, you'll tell me, sounds more, you know, more of a situation where there's one person here, one person there, one person there. It's not like everyone's sitting at one long table. Everyone's milling around at their own little chairs in different parts of the room. If that's the case, according to the first pshat of the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Bar Halacha, as long as you have in mind at the beginning, you can make a zimun. According to the second pshat of the Bar Halacha, you would not be able to make a zimun because they're all at their different tables. That's a good question. There's no actual table. I think it's different areas, different corners. A couch here, a couch there, yeah. But it's not one table. You agree it's not Shulchan Echad.
One big room. Everybody's sitting around.
one big room doesn't make a difference. Is it Shulchan Echad, the Mishnah Berurah says? It's not Shulchan Echad, you agree to me, right?
Well,
you agree, fine. The food's on your lap, the food's on your elbow. You know, you're, as much as you could pile up, the food is all on you, right? And so you're sitting there in this corner and that corner, but it's not Shulchan Echad. So it's, that would be more analogous to a couple of little different tables, right? You know, I don't care if you're taking the food off of one table, but you're sitting down and eating, not b'shulchan echad. So how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah seems to like the second opinion better, which would mean that if you have one guy at this table, one person at this table, one person at that table, they don't combine for a zimun. So what are you going to do? So is there any way to say that there is a hitzdarfus? What's the halacha? So come, you have to turn back to that first Mishnah Berurah. I didn't read you the last line. The Mishnah Berurah says there's one more eitzah to make people combine, even if they're at different tables. What is that? If it's bala bayis echad. If one person is paying for the whole meal. In other words, you're all at a wedding, the poskim say. The Mefarshim bring down, it's brought down in the Sefer Zos HaBrach on page 133, in the name of Rev Sternbach, in the name of Rev Scheinberg, Zatzal, the Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, is that if at a wedding, when you have one person paying for the whole wedding, or two people, depends on the deal, right? You have one or two people paying for the wedding, but it's the Chassan and Kala's meal. So he says, look, he has a nice lashon. He says, if you had one long table that could hold 400 people, you would do it. Why do you have 40 tables? Because you can't fit everyone at 400 people at one table. So really, it's one meal paid for by the Chassan and Kala, or whatever, the family, and therefore, there in that case, it is at a wedding, you can combine everyone. It's interesting, if you look at Rav Sternbach himself, he quotes Rav Sternbach. I looked at Chelek Dalet of Rav Sternbach, and it's, if you look in Simon and Aleph, he doesn't really say that. He doesn't quote which Rav Sternbach he's quoting, but or where the Maor Malkum is. Rav Sternbach seems to say it's not so clear. It would only work according to the first opinion of the Be'er Halacha. The second opinion, it says if everyone's at their own little table, it may not be so clear. The minhag is at weddings is that everyone combines, and in fact, the Oz Nidbru says, even if the Chassan and Kala aren't there, you know, you got to, or if you have the Bala Bais isn't there. In other words, you get your rich uncle to sponsor your Super Bowl party, but your rich uncle has no interest in, you know, joining a Super Bowl party. So he just says, I'll pay for the whole food for you. You take all your family and you have your Super Bowl party. The uncle's not even there. So according to this, if they're all, you know, combining, it should be like a wedding, and maybe, since the uncle is the one who's paying for it, so therefore, you should be allowed to have a zimun. So it comes out now, maybe you should be allowed to have a zimun at a Super Bowl party, even according to the Rashba, because as long as one person's paying for it, it's one person's house, he's hosting the Super Bowl party, it's his food, you should combine. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, you have a similar case in a yeshiva. What do you do in a yeshiva? When you have guys are all paying, the yeshiva's cooking the food, and they're making the food, and you have guys sitting at different tables and starting at different time, but it's all in the cheder ochel, right? It's all in the lunchroom, and it's all around, but around 12, 1 o'clock is lunchtime, everyone's coming in and out. So what's the halacha? So the Minchas Yitzchak in Ches Ches, he says in this case, you can be mitzdarif as long as you have the das. They're all going in with the intention that they're a yeshiva. You know, it's lunchtime, we're all going to combine together, and therefore you can have one zimun. The Arlitzion for the Sfardim says the same exact thing, that as long as you have das to combine your one group of people, then that is fine. However, Vizos HaBracha points out it's not so simple, because you really need one other facet as well. You need to be that the people have intent, that they really know each other. He says it's Bitsura Shel Kesher Ben Kulam. In other words, they're all singing together, he says, on Shabbos, or it's a yeshiva, it's like lunchtime, and they're all like a group. But a Super Bowl party, so you invite your neighbor here, you invite your neighbor there, no one really knows each other, it's not a cohesive group. Unless you're a chevra that always watches the Super Bowl party together, you have 20 guys, always watch it every year, maybe it's a little bit different. But for the most part, you invite 20, 40 people to your Super Bowl party, they don't even know each other, you're not a cohesive group, you're not really eating it or watching it, you know, together, but they don't even know each other, perhaps it would not be a combination. And comes along the Sefer Ketz and Mezamin and says, well, he clarifies what the Zos HaBracha means. He says that this pshat doesn't really mean, and the Minchas Yitzchak, they don't really mean that all the yeshiva guys actually know each other's names. It doesn't necessarily mean, because you could combine with someone for a zimun if you don't know his name. You don't have to interview someone before they give you a zimun. The idea is that you're all joining together with one thing. It's lunchtime, or it's Super Bowl time, and therefore you're all, you know, he doesn't say, the Ketz and Mezamin doesn't talk about Super Bowls, yeah? But he's saying you're all joining together for yeshiva. It's all this time to eat. Therefore, he says in that case, it would be fine. And that would seem to be the upshot. The upshot so far that I've gotten out of it is that if people are going in with the intention to join together in one event, i.e. the Super Bowl, and everyone is eating with the das, like, look, we're going to eat now, we're going to watch the game, and when we're done, we'll bench. So even if you don't speak out, oh, we're going to make a Zeman, I would imagine that it is considered a hitzarfus to make a Zeman at the end. The final consideration, though, is let's say you're eating standing up. Right, it's one thing if everyone's sitting in couches like you were talking about, you know, lined up in a circle, whatever it is, your semicircle around the TV. Okay, so even though there are different little tables, everyone's sitting down and eating bekvias. The problem is, let's say it's like a buffet, you know, people get up, people are walking around, you're eating standing up, you're schmoozing. So in that case, it's not so clear that standing up can make a combination between people. Everything we've been talking about now is sitting down. The Sefer Yeshua's Daniel, he says that no, standing up is considered a kvius, and he brings a raya, which is probably the last thing you could think of to connect to a Super Bowl party. I apologize to the Hasidim in the room. But he's like, at the Rebbe's Tish, they stand up. All the Hasidim who stand up in the rows. So he says, the Sefer Yeshua's Daniel, he says, well, there, the people who are standing up can be mitzarif to the Rebbe's Tish, even though they're standing. They're eating the bread or whatever they're doing. They're standing up. So he says, can be a kvius if that's the normal way to do it. So, I mean, I don't know if I want to say this, but, you know, you connect Super Bowl party. If the way to watch the Super Bowl party is standing up watching TV or, you know, walking around, that's the kvius. Maybe there's room to say that you can have a Zeman as well. I would imagine, halacha and maisa, it is okay to make a Zeman as long as everyone knows it's a cohesive group that you're all going in. We're watching the Super Bowl party together. I think you should be allowed to combine together.
Yeah. One person pays for it, but let's